And that's how I fished out Monty after she got shot out of an airlock.
So you sat around while Appa got jetpack and zoomed through space and saved Monty, while you sat around and did nothing.
Well, it did sound better when I said it, didn't it?
Not really.
So you're not even man enough to save a poor girl after she's floating through space? That's cold, Majin. Real cold.
Well... Hey, there's Dragontree! Dragontree! I wish to make you hate me!
I think she already does. No, wait. Sorry, got confused. She hates Nation.
Shut up, Galithia! No one wants to hear your voice!
What do you want, Majin?
I demand to know who's in this episode so that I may hurt them. I mean, wish them good luck.
You know, I think I might join you.
Okay. Well, guess what? You're both in it.
Like hell I'm gonna witch you in, actor! Get over here! I should've killed you when I had the chance! I'm the greatest actor, and now...
Stop fighting! Save it for act it!
Okay.
Hey, hate to bring this to everyone's attention, but I think this is a little important. What's gonna happen to the people that get kicked off?
Ooh, are you going to send them off into space in an airlock?
No, little cookies, we put them in the garbage disposal.
You mean that one in Star Wars where they get trapped in and they almost get killed? Or that loud kind that's in the sink?
At least it's not as loud as Vuvuzela.
Dear God, no.
What did I do?
Dude, have you watched soccer? Those things are always blasting in your eardrums.
Galithia watches the World Cup so she might have experience to the pain those instruments from hell create.
So much buzzing! Buzzing won't stop!
If it tortures Galithia, then I like it.
You are all missing the point! This spaceship is not big enough for all of us, and if I get kicked off, I better have something to keep me entertained!
Well, I did build a robot version of me to do critiques this round. I don't know, you could play with it or something?
You built a robot for yourself? I want a robot!
Ooh, me too!
Dragontree, we all know you only built that robot so you can play with...
Nation...
What?
Stop right there.
Fine.
Oh, and there's one tiny little problem. The robot can only speak in auto-tune. Heh.
Dude! That's like having T-Pain in the critiques! That's awesome!
And Kesha.
Detecting life forms with 2% ability to act in the vicinity.
Dragontree, you didn't tell me your robot form was retarded.
Actually, Zane, I think it's right if it means you.
All I know is this robot's gonna get its metal butt whooped if it thinks it can call me a bad actor!
Destroy!
Dragontree, call off your robot! Ow!
You know, I don't think I will. Maybe he can make you a better actor after making you cry. Then maybe your crying can sound real.
It hurts! It hurts!
You guys want to go listen to the new Act It episode?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Guys! Help, please!
Hello, this is Lewis Dunn, also known as Carnage, doing his demo for the Act It Season 3. Now, let's get going. Which one of these buttons is start demo? Ah, here we go. Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people think it's a good, fun song to sing. Well, I have some news for you. It's crap. Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech Sweet Nightingale and demand a damn Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself. Grow up and stop leaving your shoes everywhere. Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games. This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you?
So I told Ricky to meet me later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? Jesus, man, just calm down and speak clearly. So he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me that his mother bought him the wrong kind of mustard for his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we can be very mutually beneficial to each other. What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make in my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand? Why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose is dry, my mouth is on fire, and I spend so much time holding myself down to the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon, my arms are sore. I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above at the cascades of awkward awareness.
1-foot-long monster wiener, please. And, hold the bun.
Trigatree.
Hi, Dylan.
Maybe it's wrong of me to be disappointed in this, because I don't know. I kind of had put him on a higher pedestal than other people because I like him so much.
Well, he was really good in the audition. And he's been good in everything we've heard him in. He's a comic genius, usually.
That's the problem. That's the thing about acting, though. So many different types of things you have to do.
Okay, so...
It sucks to falter early like this. Go ahead.
To start off with, I have two things that have nothing to do with acting. Number one, your musical choices were horrible. And number two, for future reference, I think this is your first time, being involved in acting in any way. Please don't preface your auditions with some sort of talking. Not your auditions.
Well,
but your
I didn't put that in the email, so that's really not his fault.
I know, but
I'm not going to hold that against him.
It takes away from your time. There was no reason to put it in.
Yes, that's true. But I'm not going to hold it against him anyway, because I like him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anyway, as far as your actual acting, I think on the line where you were like, you took all the awesome from everyone else or whatever it was, I think you needed to take it even further and creepier, because that would have been funny. I mean, because it was just mostly funny, and it could have been totally funny. And then the accent or voice or whatever you had for the phone line, the Ricky guy on the phone, that was funny. Dylan, you can pop in and talk. Are you too used to... Never mind, I'm not going to say it.
I like your delivery and I like your style. It's very dry, but I didn't feel that there were a lot of different levels here. See, like, I know you'd be good in scenes because I know how to, I think we both know how to cast you.
Yeah.
But for the demo, I don't think it was that great. There were some nice points here, like your Ricky line. I like that voice. Several of the lines sounded the same delivery and voice wise, like a lot. Like I think the first two or three and then another one later mm-hmm. on had the exact same voice and the exact same delivery. And there weren't really any high points here, which bummed me out, but I like some of the choices. Like, I liked how you went, where you went with "my arms are sore," and mm-hmm. I liked the voice you did on Monster Wiener, but like, it just wasn't a great demo, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I didn't see enough different things from you.
I think, if you were to do this demo again, not that we take redos on this, but if you were to do it again, I would, put a high point on the spicy food line just because it's obvious and it's really easy. I mean, if you just completely freak out about how you always have to eat spicy food, then it becomes funny because a lot of the things that people look for when they're listening to something are reactions. And if you react in a completely outrageous way, most of the time it's funnier. I mean, if it's done right. And I feel you have the comic ingenuity to pull that off.
Yeah, it bums me out. It bums me out.
Yes.
It bums me out. Tregatry.
All right. Hopefully Druox will be, less bumming out since he's next.
Let's see. Let's see if he improvs.
I got this toy from the toy store. Brought it home and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash.
It made me sad.
This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that?
You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you?
Stop touching my banana!
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
They say the little Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear? Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop, okay? I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other. Look, I'm going to say this once more, and once more only. I pulled some pieces for you. Either accept the pieces or don't, but at least acknowledge them. It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? 1 minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface!
I don't understand the point of the singing and the rapping. I don't see how that will help you enact it.
Because it's funny. That's the only reason I can come up with.
It was funny, but it was pointless.
Yeah.
That was a waste of two lines. Although, the Chris Jericho, I don't know, that line was really funny to me, the rapping.
Yeah.
And I think it was a waste. It was a waste.
It was a waste, but at least it was funny.
I thought this was a nice demo, good range of both emotions and voices. I was hoping people would go a different way with that pulling pieces line, but they probably won't. They'll probably all do it like that. Because, no, yeah. The awesome line was really funny. I like the creepy psycho line a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was, waiting for some, legit acting, and that was, all of it was legit, but I was waiting for, a more, subtle line. That was about as close as we came in this demo. I would have liked a little bit, at least another line that was kind of subtle, but this was still pretty good. What'd you think?
The first three lines were yelling? Well, I mean, one of them was singing yelling, but still, you could have spaced out the yelling a bit more, I think. The line you had for the secret, I like that. And then the leave me alone, I like that one, just because it was there. And then I like the annoyed tone you had to the mutually beneficial line until I remembered what line it was, but it was cool. And, there was something off about how you said the last line, but otherwise I liked it.
What was off about it?
I don't know. It sounded a wee bit false to me.
I liked it. There wasn't anything here that was, on a real level, I thought, which kind of bothered me.
Yeah. Because you're better than that.
It wasn't bad, though.
But I like that taking this too seriously, although I'd like you to take act it as seriously as you've been taking sing it.
I don't know. We haven't heard all the demos. I feel like it's probably good enough to get him in the top 20, but we'll see.
You know what?
We'll see.
Wouldn't put it past him to be able to get through on that.
We'll see. We'll I'm see. Done.
Next up is Galithia.
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
Hey, I said no, Mr. Stapler. This is not Noah's Ark. You cannot have the Staples exit 2x2. Don't make me send the flood.
It's hard, you know. He just says no, no, no all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up, I want to smack him or kick him or something.
Say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear, can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
1-foot-long monster wiener, please! And hold the bun.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
Please, just leave me alone! Stop, okay?
Please, explain to me why you do this to yourself, because I'm at the point where I will leave if this degenerates further. You're better than this.
Stop touching my bunny.
Shragatree, what did you think?
I liked it for the most part. As far as an actual demo goes and having levels and stuff, this was probably the best so far.
I know.
I
thought she was going to be super fail because I did not like her audition very much. But she was really good.
Yeah. The second line, the stapler line, I thought it was a very interesting take on it, and it was really funny to me.
That has been my favorite. So that's been my favorite line so far of the show, because that music in the background.
Yeah.
It was like, bring it on.
And then I think you need to have a little more, like, subtle anger in the no, no, no line, because you're talking about a very violent action. So I think that needs to sort of pop through a little bit so people understand how much it angers you. And then I like the old black woman on the Chris Jericho line.
I don't know if she was supposed to be black. A frontier lady, like an old western frontier lady.
Yeah.
I like that too. I have a note on that too. I didn't like many of your serious lines, but they weren't bad. They just weren't like, wow. But like you did a good job with like voices and ranges, I thought. I thought as a demo, this one worked the best so far.
Yeah. And then I didn't like the mutually beneficial line that much. The hot dog line didn't stand out. The leave me alone and the line before that sounded the same. Did you have a bad accent on the better than this? You're better than this line?
I don't know. I was wondering that, too. I think it almost sounded like she was trying to do a British accent and failing horribly.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And then on the last line, you said, stop touching my, and I couldn't hear the last word. So yeah. I'm just saying. That's all I got to say.
I interspersed my comments throughout Chugachu's critique. I agree with pretty much what she said.
Yeah.
But it was the best of the night so far, I thought. So good job, Galithia.
Yeah. Next up is Cat Corvus.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please. In consolation, can you, at the very least, kiss me?
I got this toy from the toy store, and I brought it home. And then my mommy took it. Threw it in the trash! It made me sad.
They say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear? Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that. You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you?
So I told Ricky to meet me later, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what, what, what? Jesus, man, just calm down and speak clearly. So he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me his mother bought the wrong kind of mustard for her peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute, you're watching television with your family, or maybe you're having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in like a cobra. Oh, you just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
I'm going mad. People are dead to me, and I don't know if my neighbor is an alien or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull cream cheese out the fridge if it's going to look normal or if it's a cow bladder.
1 foot long, monster wiener, please. And hold the bun.
I think that if you just look a little bit deeper, just a little bit,
further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
Don't give me that shit! You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech sweet nightingale and demand a damned Prince Charming! This is real life! Get over yourself, grow up, and stop leaving your shoes everywhere!
Okay, now this one's interesting, Chekichi, because to me it's like this girl, when she tries to go big, it falls flat, but she's good at subtle, and most people are the complete opposite.
Yeah. A lot of your lines started really, really good, but the longer they went on, the worse they became. But, I mean, they started really good, and then they fell flat at the end. The first line wasn't very good for me. You had this really,
really?
False... She had this really false-sounding shakiness to her, and...
I really liked that line.
I didn't really like it. It sounded
fake. I thought that was the best acting. I mean, I thought that was as close to legit acting as we've heard so far tonight.
I like the alien neighbor line the most, because...
I like the alien neighbor line, too.
Like, I don't know, it had a mood, it had a point of view. Well, I mean, until the second half, when it got weird with the cream cheese, but... yeah.
The toy line, your mic quality was not good on that for some reason. I don't know what it was.
Horrible.
The polar bear line, I think we're going to hear that a lot with a country accent, which is how I was picturing it when I wrote it. But
that's weird.
I was hoping people would go different ways. Well, because I put the Williams boy, so it sounded country to me. I think that's what everybody's picking up on.
Okay.
But, like...
I don't know. The reason it fell flat for me was it didn't have a point of view.
The Williams boy line?
The Chris Jericho, whatever that one is.
What are you talking about?
The polar bear line?
Yeah. Yeah.
The polar bear line.
This is all your fault line, right?
Yeah.
Right. What? I'm sorry, your Skype was going all crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And another one that kind of fell flat at the end was the mommy threw in the trash one. Because it was great until you said mommy threw it in the trash.
No, her mic quality was bad on that line.
Even though the mic quality was shit on it, the acting was good until mommy threw it in the trash. And then on the you stole the awesome from everyone else, it sounded like you had some sort of really stupid accent. But, I don't know, maybe it was just the way you were talking. But it sounded like it fit in Pokemon or something, which is okay because they have really bad accents in that. Or Yu-Gi-Oh, rather. That's what it is. And then Ricky yelling through the phone had a point of view. It was great. Until you said something about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so.
The This Is All Your Fault line was not a great accent and not a great evil laugh. That was, to me, that was your weakest line to me.
Which one was This Is All Your Fault?
This is all your fault. Let me find the line. This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. You're no more awesome for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I did not like that line at all.
Yeah.
I liked your Valley Girl accent a lot because it wasn't overdone. It wasn't like obviously Valley Girl. I also like your music choices a lot.
Yeah, your music. You have a great understanding of where you're coming from on the lines. As far as music choices go, you just need to incorporate that into your acting.
The crazy psycho cutting line wasn't crazy enough. It was too obviously crazy, I think. It was like overdone.
Yeah, it felt a little awkward. Subtle.
Yeah.
The
alien neighbor line was good. You just seem really hit and miss to me, but I think that the hits outnumbered the misses.
Yeah, and the hits were really good.
I liked your monster wiener line a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, the monster wiener line was great. Mutually beneficial sounded reedy to me. And then I really didn't like the Cinderella line. So, that's all I got.
Overall, though, I mean, it was decent.
Yeah. It was definitely,
Next up...
Hello?
I was waiting for you to finish. Sorry.
Oh!